And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our special CEO in 10 series presented by Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Our special guest today is John Osborne, CEO of OMD USA, one of the leading multimedia agencies in our nation. Welcome, John.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. I'm really pleased to be able to join you here today. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate that. We also want to extend our thanks out to Tim Love, who introduced us to John. We've done about 35 shows with Tim, and we really appreciate his partnership with our network. Hey, John, share a little bit about your own journey, considering you've led some of the great organizations in the media industry, including BBDO and OMD.
Yep, and now in my current role here at OMD, it's been a great career. Primarily because I feel, frankly, really blessed, and I feel really lucky to have worked with amazing clients over the years, as well as amazing colleagues. But I jumped into the workforce in 1988, right after I graduated school, college, and came to New York City with a duffel bag and a big dream. And I was fortunate enough to land a job, an entry-level job at Saatchi & Saatchi. Went through their account management training program. Worked on General Mills, which was a fantastic learning opportunity because they allowed you to have hands-on engagement with the clients. And then I ended up leaving Saatchi after 3 years, and I went to BBDO, where I worked on the Pepsi business. I ended up leaving for what I fondly call my sabbatical, where I moved to Portland, Oregon for about a year, and I worked at Nike. But I came rushing back to BBDO, where I continued to work until just about 3 years ago. And then I made a leap over to OMD to broaden my horizons and see if I could take some of my learning from the creative side of the house and apply it to the exciting, never-ending world of media. And it has been a great ride. And as I said before, it really comes down to, you know, the simple fact that you're only as good as you are with the people around you. And I've been very fortunate to have been able to work alongside just amazing talent over the years. So it's been a great journey. I hope it continues, and we'll see where it goes.
You know, John, you may be the only person to ever use the words Nike and sabbatical in the same sentence.
I consider that an honor. No, it was a great experience. I wouldn't trade the Nike experience for anything, just because, you know, it just shows you the sort of the whole world that a client has to deal with. You know, we think that they are just exclusively focused in on the advertising, and of course they've got a much broader remit than that. And having walked in those shoes for just shy of a year, it really gave me a profound appreciation for how to show up better on the service side of the house.
So, John, from your position and perspective, we would love to get your prediction on the future of the media industry. We really think that your opinion matters.
Well, I love what you just said, because everything matters these days. It's not creativity over media or vice versa. It's really all about the client. And the client's needs are probably wider than they've ever been. I think the world is going to continue to pivot really, really fast, key being fast. I think the clients that I deal with are needing answers, solutions to real business problems a lot faster and more immediately than they've ever needed them in the past. And I think there are various reasons for that. I think technology, the rate at which innovation is continuing to explode and the world is being disrupted around us, I think I look at that as a great accelerator. And I just think that clients, because of their pressure-packed world, are really needing those answers in an agile, really fast response kind of a way. So we've decided to set ourselves up based on that principle. And we did it even before the COVID crisis hit by frankly reorganizing our entire agency to strip out layers, cut down siloed walls, and really make sure that everybody is working together seamlessly as one on behalf of the clients. So I think we're going to continue to see a huge pivot towards e-commerce. We're going to continue to see a real focus on the experiences, matching up the right content in the right context, done a lot faster than it's ever been done before. I'm going to continue to see a lot of pressure on the value proposition in terms of the cost of what we provide as inputs, driving the best possible outcomes from a business perspective. And I don't look for that to change. I think it's only going to increase in both pressures, but you know, challenges like that aren't just, you know, negative. I mean, there's opportunity in those challenges as well. So, you know, hopefully for those agencies that have transformed or are undergoing a transformation process to make sure that they remove any roadblocks or obstacles in their way towards meeting those needs of the client, those will be the agencies that will not only survive, but hopefully thrive for years to come.
Well said. You know, the key word is probably agile. And the consumer today is fast moving and elusive, and it has to be a challenge to stay in tune with the customer's journey.
That's exactly right. So our data solution, you know, a lot of agencies out there have data solutions. I like ours because we've decided to not bank everything on a one-trick pony. We've done exclusive deals with a lot of different types of data aggregators and data providers to allow us to have really a good 360-degree perspective on who it is we're going after. But it's not just the hard, cold data either. The way that we work is through the lens of empathy. And empathy is super important in the world we live today, where people don't want to be interrupted. Everything's got to be intentional from the perspective of providing information or engagement on the terms of the consumer or the customer. And we must never lose sight of that. And that's more important than ever before, you know, where there's so much uncertainty in the marketplace, but even in the world at large. And so, you know, as diligent as we can be to provide the right aperture to understanding who the right targets are, how they behave, the right context in which to engage them. Sometimes we can leverage some of those consumers to actually carry forth our messaging on our behalf, looking at all the various levers we have at our disposal to provide those better decisions faster for our clients.
Well, very good. Hey, we're talking with John Osborne, OMD USA CEO. And we're headed to the back half of this conversation. Hey, John, we want to know about the influencers in your life. Would you share a few stories about your favorite mentors?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I'm still learning today, so that appetite is still there. But certainly there have been a great many personalities that have helped shape me as a person, but also as a marketing individual. I look back, putting my family aside, a lot of my influence was driven through my upbringing, and I was fortunate enough to grow up in a loving household, but it was a single family household, a single parent household, in that for my entire life I grew up with my sister and my mother, and so she really taught me the basic values around giving back and paying it forward. I think in the business world, you know, people that come to mind, I was very fortunate in that I got into a real groove with an executive creative director at BBDO named Michael Patty. And Michael was incredibly passionate about the craft, about storytelling, and about, frankly, selling and marketing our clients' products. Sometimes through that passion, I think people didn't always appreciate Michael. I absolutely did, because I just think the world of Michael and Ted San, and was lucky to have Phil Dusenberry as a mentor early on, as well as I was growing up within the agency. Along came Andrew Robertson, who was one of the few executives to actually come to New York from an overseas market, in his case, London. And he landed with a lot of finesse and focus on integration, which was music to my ears. So learning how to create the right gumbo with just the right ingredients to provide the right creative messaging on behalf of the clients that we serve. How do you tell a really, really great story without using, you know, 1,000 words? How can an image tell a story in a moment? So a lot of that was just great, great learning. At Nike, there were a tremendous number of great influences that I still keep in touch with today. And in my OMD world, gosh, I work, you know, there are just a ton of people that I learn from each and every day. So those are just a few of the names that spring to mind.
Making the gumbo. Man, that is a great description. Well, wrapping up this show with our signature question, what advice, John, would you give to your 20-year-old self?
The advice I would give my 20-year-old self would be to breathe every now and then. And by that, I mean, there are probably two things I would tell myself. Number one is, don't become so fixated on the destination of where you want to go on your career journey that you don't allow yourself to have some flexibility within that journey itself. More simply said, enjoy the journey as much as you enjoy being focused on the dream, the destination. And the second thing is I probably should have done a better job. I probably could be healthier and be more fit, and probably should have and could have watched what I ate and how I exercised earlier on in my life, where it became more imprinted. But I was too busy just enjoying my career journey. And as a result of that, probably if I had a chance to do it all over again, I'd probably work out a bit more.
Man, that is great advice. And we want to say hats off to your mentors today, Michael, Phil, Andrew, and others. And John, where can we find out more about your company and your services?
Just go to www.omd.com. Just omd.com. It takes you to our worldwide website. We've got a link to the U.S. Website as well. You can find us on LinkedIn and obviously Facebook and Twitter and everything else out there. So we invite you to get in contact with us and to engage us. We are open for business, but as I said before, we're always open to learning as well. So,
John, thanks again for being on our show.
Rick, thank you very much. Thank you very much for shining a light on this. And I appreciate you for all you're doing, and stay safe and be well.
Well, you too. That was John Osborne, CEO of OMD USA. We appreciate him being on our show today and lending his wit and wisdom. And we also want to thank our great sponsors of this program, Edward Jones Financial Advisors. I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us on this program. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.
So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor. And Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasini@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program.